first, and maybe the only question that we're asking everyone is, how did you get into speech?
Well, this is a long story.
That's okay.
Well, originally, when my wife came to the United States, she got a fellowship arranged by Roman Jakobson to MIT and started taking courses with Chomsky. And when this was the case, I was attracted to that field and said that maybe I should switch from electrical engineering to linguistics. And my advisor at that time was Fano, and he got very upset with that suggestion, said that I have to finish first and then maybe I can switch. So I finished first, and then I went interviewing to various universities to become an assistant professor. And one university where I was, it was Cornell. And at Cornell, a famous linguist by the name of Hackett, Charles Hackett, came to my talk and said that he is always interested in doing linguistics from the point of view of information theory. My talk was on information theory, and that was my thesis. So I then accepted the offer from Cornell and came to Cornell, and nothing happened. I mean, Charles Hackett was nowhere, and so after about a month or two, I thought he would contact me. I went and contacted him, and he said he's no longer interested in linguistics. He's writing operas.
That's great.
So in 1968 was my sabbatical, and I spent that sabbatical at IBM. And they still didn't do any research, any speech work. What they did is information theory, communications, etc. But in the summer of 72, I ran out of support money for the summer, and so I called my friends at IBM, and they said, well, come on over, we're going to do speech recognition. And so I went there for the summer.
And who was there at that point?
Well, at that point, the person who was supposed to be in charge was Raviv, and they were just assembling the team. In other words, they got from Raleigh, they got Dixon and Tappert.
Right.
And there was Backus was there. I don't know who else. Peter Franashek. I don't know everybody. It's not clear who. I probably could remember other
okay.
people.
That's
so they
good.
Established this group, and they established it with some linguists. So Stan Petrick kind of joined it, and her name was Robinson. I forget what her first name was. Do you remember?
No.
No. Okay. So and Fred Dameron. So there were linguists there, and etc. So then Raviv got an offer to be the head of the Science Center in Tel Aviv or in Haifa, and so they started looking for people, and somehow they asked me, would I be in would I be willing to be in charge?
So when was that?
That's like July
72.
So I came there in June, and in July there was this thing, and I called it to my wife, and my wife always wanted to be in New York rather than in Ithaca, so she said take it. So I took it. So I took a year leave of absence, and then I took another year leave of absence, and then they wouldn't give me a third one, so I resigned from Cornell and came there. So the point is that I was always interested in speech or language for 8 years before, but this was kind of an opportunity to get into
it. To really get into it for
yeah,
the first
right,
time.
Right, right.
Oh, that's great.